It's Big Rig with Julie Weintraub here. And, you know, Golden Diamond Source is something you hear me talk a lot about. But there's something much bigger that has always surrounded that is the giving heart of the Golden Diamond Source and Steve and Julie Weintraub and Hands Across the Bay, which how many years now has this been a functioning organization?
I believe almost 10 years now.
Wow, so it's been almost a decade. Yeah. I knew it'd been a long time.
Yeah.
You've done so much good for so many people.
Thank you so much. Thank you. We're excited. Tomorrow we're heading up to the Capitol, and on Wednesday, Melissa Dome, who heads up our domestic violence division, is going to be speaking. And believe it or not, Governor Scott and Attorney General Pam Bondi are giving me the Victim Advocate Award for 2018 for the National Victims Rights Week in the state of Florida. So that's so exciting for us as a small organization.
It is, because not only, you know, we talk a lot about shopping local and shopping small, shopping family, but this is you giving back. And I've been lucky enough to be there at Christmas when a lot of folks come together, the recipients who get the grants to help them get their lives back, whether it's purchasing their first car. In some cases, I think it was 2 years ago, we did, was it five cars?
We did
night?
Three cars full of presents. We usually do three every year now. So sometimes it feels like that, but it's a great way to give back. And a lot of them are survivors. Listen, domestic violence, we have to realize it's affecting everybody, not just women. Right. Domestic violence is not just a women's issue. There are so many men who are in pain and agony, and also victims of domestic violence. It is on the rise, so much so that CDC has taken notice of it. Women are being killed, murdered, maimed, raped, and beaten at an alarming rate in this country. Some of the stories sound like something you'd hear from the Middle East, but it's happening right here in the United States. We have to do something about the violence in our homes right now.
And the thing that's important about Hands Across the Bay, this isn't something where it's just a donation to this organization or that organization. You have single-handedly worked with mothers, with families, showing them how to get everything back, starting over again from jobs to schooling to just trying to live a normal life again after going through some of the most horrific instances of all. I mean, I think, Melissa, I think that's the very first case that I remember hearing about you being involved in.
No, there's actually, believe it or not, I wish there wasn't so many more. One of the first major domestic violence attempted murder cases was a young lady who was set on fire by her ex, and we have so many more. Melissa is the most known one, but I have probably about 15 cases that I'm handling right now, boots on the ground. And I wish it wasn't the case, and it leaves me scrambling for people to replace teeth, eyeballs, skin. I mean, it is horrific. My volunteer work would give most people nightmares. And, you know, at the end of the day now, I just made a post yesterday. I'd like to tell people, you know, get away, there's help and things like that. You certainly need to do that, but you have to take control of your safety now, because with this teacher, this just happened. She did everything everybody tells her to do. All the victims I've worked with have done exactly what you all say. Why don't you just get away? Well, all of them ended up almost losing their lives or losing their lives when they were getting away. So at the end of the day, I'm encouraging women now, you need to take control and defend yourselves. A restraining order is only a piece of paper. I want to tell you that the courts are going to save you and that the legal system is going to save you, but the fact is it is not. Go and take concealed weapon training classes, self-defense classes. You have to take back control of your own safety. And this way you can try and avoid the situation. But if he keeps coming at you, you cannot wait for police to get there. You need to be armed and ready to take control of your safety and for your family.
And you said you have 15 cases as of right now.
Oh, as of right now, they're horrific attempted murder or murder cases. It's happening every minute. You know, the woman, the teacher who was just shot up in Georgia, I went to go Google her case to share it because I just had heard that happened. And she did everything everybody asked her to do. She tried to get away. And if you take someone in who's involved in a domestic violence situation, you are also going to be in danger. So that's not even a good option. It is such a sad, horrific case. But when I looked up that case, there were so many cases of women being shot that you couldn't even tell which story was which. And I'm not talking about years ago. I'm talking about this year. It is women are being killed, raped, murdered at an alarming rate in this country. I mean, every single minute of the day, women are being beaten or killed by their partner. So it's on the rise. There's a huge issue. I'm not sure what exactly is causing it. I do have an inkling of what I think is happening in society. If you'd like to hear it,
please.
I'll share it. You know, testosterone used to be something that was given to men in certain situations. right now, testosterone is being given to women and men at an alarming rate on every kind of doctor visit. Some cases, it's certainly needed, but it's the only thing I can think of, because I remember I had it for a while and I thought, I cannot take that. I'm gonna right. kill somebody. It makes you very tense and agitated. So if you need to take it, certainly take it. But if you cannot take it, please don't. And it makes me wonder what the correlation is between the driving murder attacks and the violence in everybody's
home.
Road
rage and everything
else. When all these people are taking this, believe me, it makes you very angry. You have no tolerance and you are just angry and out of control. What else could it possibly be that is sending the violence in our homes through the roof? Besides multiple families also having children they have no means or care to raise or take care of.
Right.
And then you've got unleashing tons of human beings who've had not even the basic upbringing or even their basic needs provided for them. You combine that to testosterone being given out like candy throughout the United States. We're having a real issue and we need to take a look at it.
Wow. That is, you know, that is important. And you're right, because it would. There's so many. And that's part of the drug abuse problem. You know, we talk about now how it is. It's like a Pez dispenser. You go to see any doctor or find the right doctor, you can get anything you want at any time.
Here's a box
of samples. Yep. It's not even so much the scripts anymore. Here's some samples for you. Just let me know if you need some more and we'll be good.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's scary.
And it is a proven side effect to that. You know, certainly if you're an older male or a female and you're depressed and it's really become an issue, listen, that's what it's for. But if you can live without having to take that, you shouldn't. It is prescribed to almost everybody now.
Yeah.
It's like a common thing to prescribe. We have all these human beings and people in society all jacked up on testosterone, which makes you extremely angry and agitated and unable to control your anger. And we're like, I wonder why everybody's beating each other up and people are killing each other on the streets and multiple families are killing each other and kids are killing their parents and parents are killing each other. And I mean, you got to look
at
it.
Well, they don't think about it. They think, oh, it's testosterone. It's naturally in your body.
No. It's not like that.
At high elevations, it's not good, like with anything.
No. And also, you know, it's another controversial subject, but, you know, marijuana, it used to be a very small percentage of THC in it. So, you know, who cares? There's probably less, you know, effective human beings more than alcohol. So, you know, who cares? But it's not like that anymore.
Right.
It is so strong. And the oil, we have noticed people taking a lot of the oil. Certainly people should have it for medical issues, like real medical issues,
right.
Real ones. Come on, guys, real medical issues. We want you to have it. But multiple people taking this and the different forms they're taking it with the extreme high THC,
we're THC
finding that
stuff,
is getting people very angry, very addicted. It is not like the marijuana that people remember from back in the 80s. It is a whole different kind of drug now. Look at the THC levels and what you're seeing in it now to what you saw years ago. I know that's going to make people angry. And again, I thought marijuana users are supposed to be very calm and peaceful, but you will see some very angry people come at you when you even discuss this because they can't stand to live without it. So people who need it, we certainly want you to have it, but this is not a harmless drug. Neither is alcohol, neither is any of those other things. But we need to take a look at some of the things that have changed chemically that human beings are ingesting that may be causing some of these issues.
Well, that's the thing. And you tend to just kind of roll with things because life goes along so fast and you figure, why would anybody change that? Why would anybody do this? But they do because they figure no one's paying attention.
Well, you see an athlete walk into a thing and he just starts punching his girlfriend in the face, like knocking her out, picking up her glass, putting on, punching her in the face again. And just the level of anger it takes to do the things. You see the woman going into the elevator and kicking her dog and just shoving and kicking her dog over and over and over again. I just wonder, I want to go, I want to do the test and see if her doctor prescribed her testosterone. I'm telling you, I guarantee that a lot of these different chemicals that are being introduced to us are causing this. Domestic violence has always been there. It may not have been as exposed as it used to be, but it's a whole different level now. It is so common. Something is happening and you're seeing a lot of violent women as well. And I know that testosterone is being prescribed to women all over the place.
Right. See, when you hear this, this is the side of Julie I want people to see, because this is your passion. And
that's what's
important. That's why this has been such a success. Because after a while, you know, like I said, how people kind of tend to see things only a certain way. You may only see Julie in a certain way from TV or hear the commercials on the radio. This is Julie. This is who she is. This is why this is such an important cause. At any point you ever want to inform and help and be a part of it, handsacrossthebay.org is the website. It's always there. It's always up. Maybe you're someone who's listening to this, who is struggling yourself right now, trying to figure out what's next. Okay, I want to make a change. How do I do this? They can go to that website, find out everything they need to know right there to try and get the ball rolling.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having and opening up this conversation. I know it's kind of, hard to talk about, but we need to start talking about it, see how we can reverse this.
It's important
epidemic.
Because it is. It's one of those things I think a lot of people just gloss over because they figure this is just how the world is now. It's a more violent place. We see more of it now because of the multimedia and the social media and everything else, and nothing's really changed.
No, something has definitely changed. You know, you're right. It's an issue, and it's not just a women's issue. So if you don't care because you're not a woman, you should care. You know how many men I've talked to who are gravely psychologically damaged from watching their mother be beaten? You know, so many grown successful businessmen in tears telling me what it was like for them to grow up and watch her mother getting kicked and beaten and punched. I mean, this is affecting so many people in society. It should never be an acceptable thing to do. It's not a joke. If he's crazy or she's crazy, you have every right to just say, hey, you're nuts. I'm getting away from you. You know, let's go back to trashing the person on Facebook or social media. I'm fine with that. But punching someone in the face, kicking them, shooting them. I have a young girl who survived 3 gunshot wounds. She has 2 bullets in her head and 1 in her abdomen. And we're just trying to get her to get back. Her name's Alyssa Dudley. Team Alyssa, if you want to follow her on social media. She's just an amazing young lady. And Jessica's journey, she's also on social media. She was almost beaten to death, her head slammed in the door at a 7-Eleven in front of multiple onlookers. She lost an eye. Her teeth were all knocked out. We did get her a new eye from the Eye Institute of West Florida, has donated their services for that. And Dr. Trevor Quick out of Bel Air, unbelievable doctor. He is amazing. He's restoring her smile. Over $30,000 this guy has donated to restore this young girl's young mother's smile. But these are the things I'm having to do. Everybody thinks I'm just playing with diamonds all day. And I love jewelry. I love our store. But what motivates me more than money is that it gives me the power and resources to be able to be a voice for these people who have lost their lives.
To make a true difference,
yes,
really, to change
absolutely.
So many different lives.
Every diamond I sell, I think that's going to just give me more power to do what I need to do.
And the big thing, too, is, I mean, I know Melissa has become a big part of Hands Across the Bay.
Yes.
How many others have joined the organization and been a part of it too?
Oh, so many others that they all come back and volunteer and help, and we travel together, and so many of them are speaking out and talking, you know, all over to anyone they can and spreading awareness. So we have incredible
That's
volunteers
awesome.
And so many survivors who are speaking out all over the place. It's amazing. I just wrote a post this morning about Barbara Freiberg. She's one of the most amazing women I've ever met. She was a mother of the Mother's Day Massacre trial. It was my first death penalty case. And she actually couldn't reach her daughter on Mother's Day and went to her daughter's house only to find her daughter, her granddaughter Savannah, and her grandson Zachary, who was 9. Savannah was 2. And their family dog Duke, their beautiful German Shepherd, was brutally, I'll spare you the details, murdered by her boyfriend that she met online. They are huge animal lovers. She would never have gone out with them. They did look him up, but someone failed to put in the system as they were supposed to do. Everybody needs to do their job. Someone didn't put it in the system that he was previously charged with mutilating cats. If that was in the system where they could have found it like it should have been, she would never have gone out with them. Unfortunately, that information was not available to them. And her daughter and grandchildren were murdered in a horrific way. I can't even. It makes Ted Bundy look like nothing. What happened to this family? She found them, and she's still going on. She has a beautiful daughter who gave her another gorgeous granddaughter, and she smiles and she's volunteers at Hands Across the Bay. And her husband Keith, I don't know how they do it, but they are living their life, and they're the strongest people, like the sweetest couple you'll ever meet. And I was advocating on the Kondak trial in the courthouse the last day of the trial for sentencing, and I was saying how I wanted to get Barbara and Teresa Kondak together, and I find out that Barbara said, oh, I already met her, and I said, how did you meet her? And she drove all the way over here and sat in the courtroom And the Kondak trial is a Hands Across the Bay volunteer. So many amazing people. And we think we can't get past a bad day. And I can tell you the people that I am working with will inspire you more than you know, I need them more than they need me. Yeah. Like, it's amazing how much they inspire me that she is even living. Like, I think I would probably die of grief if that happened.
I can't even, they say you find strength when you least expect it and in the most horrific circumstances, but I can't even in my mind comprehend it. What must happen?
It's just horrific. And I say to people who just say, "Why didn't you just get away?" Everyone I'm talking about, they did everything that you're asking.
Oh yeah, and you mentioned just recently the stories where she did. I mean, she'd moved.
They're all trying to get away. Yeah. I don't think one of them are people that just kept staying. They all tried to get away and to leave. And this is what's happening. So. This is a little bit alarming here. You can't just say, oh my gosh, there's just these crazy people. Why don't they just get away? Well, the cases I'm talking about, they do get away. You do have a segment of society, unfortunately, that makes it very difficult for us to advocate that are people who just don't care. They're drinking, drugging, and beating each other up every weekend. We are not talking about that. Certainly that shouldn't happen. Violence shouldn't be anywhere, even if you are drinking and drugging. But, I mean, those are people who are continually putting themselves in bad situations. That is a minority. There are people who are teachers, they're students, they're just people trying to live and going through a breakup, no matter what you look like or where you're from, you shouldn't be shot, set on fire, killed, or stabbed to death. I don't know. Do I have to say that? If I have to say that, we have a real issue.
Exactly.
Animal abuse and things like that. I mean, it's just... something is going on with people's anger level, and I really think we need to look at what chemicals, if it's the rise in the THC and marijuana, if it's definitely the testosterone, the steroid use, something that people are ingesting is making them much less tolerant and go flying off the handle. If you've ever taken testosterone, you know what it's like. You have to be very careful, follow your doctor's orders and your own instinct. If you find that you're taking it and you're becoming more and more angry and less tolerant, stop taking it or slowly decrease with your doctor's guidance what you are taking or reevaluate if you need to be taking it at all. I know the short period of time that I took it, I'm like, I'm going to have no employees left and no friends or family left if I take this stuff. And I started thinking to myself, I wonder how many people around me are actually taking this. Oh my gosh, I'm pretty high strung as it is, but I'm thinking other high strung people taking this. Oh my God.
Yeah.
It would be this is dangerous. It's not a joke, really. We need to take a look at it.
Yeah. Julie Weintraub here again. Handsacrossthebay.org is the website when you want to become a part of the solution and fight the problem that's growing. And I'll be honest with you, until you and I spoke, I didn't realize how bad and out of control it was. No idea. Because there's so much we don't see. Yeah. There just is.
Well, you know what? Every night on the news, it's described as a woman got shot or a man got there or a guy went into school and shot. If they would just use the term domestic violence, you would all know. I don't know what's behind it, but you need to know that most of the stories you're hearing on the news every night are disguised. Most of them are domestic violence related. The man that went into school and shot was a husband who went and killed his wife in the school and one of her students. The woman who was shoved in the trunk was shoved in the trunk in a domestic violence case of this. You're hearing multiple stories and you just think someone
had
this happen.
It just sounds like a simple
happen.
Kidnapping and a lot of those things. Like there was never any backstory
domestic
to it.
Violence. If you really look at them, most of them are domestic violence. And I don't know why we're not addressing it as that. I encourage everyone and the police to report them to the media as a domestic violence case so the media can say domestic violence. That would help us a lot because if general society was listening to news every night and heard domestic violence, what have you, they would be like, oh my God, what's going on?
Yeah.
Child abuse cases are reported that way. And a horrific child abuse case, such and such. And a horrific child abuse case, blah, 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 blah. But we don't do that for domestic violence. Why?
Yeah. That's a good question.
And why does it take 4 or 5 days to get a warrant for someone who just tried to strangle and punch someone? Oh my gosh, he tried to strangle you and punch you. I'm going to give you an arrest warrant. I'm going to give you a restraining order. And a few days from now, we're going to issue a warrant for his arrest. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I mean, come on. It can't be that way.
No.
And the police are doing all they can. The laws need to change. We need to have these things immediately approved. It's an emergency. If it's proven fact that if a guy actually takes his hands and puts them around a woman's neck and tries to strangle her or blatantly punches her in the face, the possibility of him trying to kill her are extremely high.
Absolutely.
Issue an arrest warrant in 4 or 5 days and then not really put a lot of effort into actually arresting him. This is an emergency. We got to get that guy now. Yeah. We got to get him in jail so he can cool off and she has a little time to get away.
It seems like common sense. It really
does. It
does. That's what's sad.
I know.
Law and common sense have nothing in common.
Termination of parental rights. That's one thing we're going to address in Tallahassee. Believe it or not, even if a father is such a bad father that he tries to kill his child's mother, and even if he tries to kill the child's mother in front of the child, do you know that his parental rights are still intact? In the legal system, in the state of Florida, he is still considered a good father. That means that even though he could be on trial for stabbing her or attempting to murder her, she still has to cooperate and he gets to say, I want this, I want that, I want visitation, I want letters in jail. So he can continue to control and manipulate the woman because he still has parental rights and it is very difficult to get them terminated. So we're trying to fight for immediate termination of parental rights for any man who commits domestic violence to his wife. Obviously, the guy has no care or concern for his child.
No, absolutely not.
If you're trying to kill your child, you don't care about your child. You know that's harming your child. How the court system doesn't view that as abuse to the child or make him a terrible parent defies logic, really.
Yeah.
Immediate termination of parental rights, they should not be left intact. It's lackadaisical. It's lazy. It's geared towards favoring men, victimizing the women. Many also domestic violence survivors, when they go and report the violence, did you know their children are taken away? And that's under the context of they women should have done more to protect the children. So we're seeing so many more cases where the women go and like, oh my gosh, he strangled me and beat me. They report it. Child Protective Services come in, takes the children away. And a lot of times they give the children to his parents. Some very strange things are happening, and I think, well, maybe there was a good reason, and I find more often than not, there is no good reason. It just doesn't make sense.
No, it's like the law was that way, and everybody just leaves it that way and goes, well, it's worked for this long. No, it hasn't.
Way back when. But this is why we do, I hope we get more women in power here to take a look at this and say, does this make sense? Maybe it did back in the Archie Bunker days when, she must have really made him mad, so she probably deserved to get smacked around, so let's just take the kids and give them to his parents. Come on, this is 2018. We can do better than this.
Yeah, we have to do better than this. Not we can, we have to. That's flat out it. HandsAcrossTheBay.org. I advise you to spend some time there. Learn, educate, and try and be part of the solution.
Thank
part
you.
Of the problem. Thank you, Julie, as always, for stopping by.